Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Phils tonight. They are off. They start a 3-game series with Blue Jays tomorrow. You can hear it all on WIP.
Was it Scotty Wilbekin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Jack, that nobody heard that conversation in the hallway on the radio. You know that was just on the radio, the Scotty Wilbekin thing right there, right?
So I thought it was funny.
In the hallway... We were talking about when T.J. McConnell was on the Sixers, went to Sixers training camp, was on the summer league team, and I said I didn't think he was going to make the team. There was another little white guy there that shot threes really well. I couldn't remember his name. It was Scotty Wilbekin.
Yes.
There is a major going on right now. We know there's only one expert at WIP that can give you hourly updates. That's Ike Reese.
And now, Ike Reese. On the U.S. Open.
That'll start to sound creepy with this, by the way.
Yeah, gotta admit.
Is he?
I just realized that he actually changed the tournament.
Yeah, he did. He's pretty good
by battle.
Oh, yes. Asked him to do one thing this week.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure somebody had to remind him. Okay.
All right.
Get back to the tournament. Well, not much has changed since the last time we talked. JJ still... -4 is the leader. By the way, JJ's off the course.
JJ Spawn?
Yeah, JJ Spawn.
Tough last name.
Yeah, he's off the course. He's still at the top of the leaderboard, -4. Sungjae Im, still there, man, -3.
Still trying to figure out what tournament he won earlier in the year.
Yeah, I just gave up on it. I don't think it was Sungjae Im. It was Siwoo Kim and Miwoo Lee. Yeah, don't ask me which is different. I'm just saying. I know because I lost in a bet with one of them. Yes.
Please stop, Spike.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Brooks, jeez. Brooks, way too loud.
Very funny.
I will say this. Brooks Koepka has dropped one stroke.
Good.
He had eagled before. Now, eagle is 2 under.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of the albatross.
I am too. But he wound up bogey in the 10th. To go back to -1, he's now currently sitting at, where is that? Tied for eighth place. My guy, Colin Morikawa, Justin Spieth, just some notable names who are sitting, and they're sitting
Jordan
at even.
Spieth.
What did I say?
Justin Spieth.
Jordan Spieth, yes.
Yeah.
Man, Justin Spieth. I'm looking right at it, says Jordan Spieth.
Come on, guys.
Yes. Sorry.
All right. How's Scotty doing?
Oh, Wilbekin? Yes. Scotty Scheffler. Where's Scotty? Last time I checked, he was -1. He is not there, so he is down to... Ooh, not good.
All right.
Scotty's sitting at +2 right now.
Oh, no.
Scooter.
So he has
an albatross.
Arrest that man.
He has 4 bogeys on the day.
That's not Scotty Scheffler golf there, Ike.
4 bogeys on the day, including bogey the par 5 fourth. 2 birdies, but he sits at 2 over through the front 9. He has hit the back 9 right now. world's number one golfer, Scotty Scheffler.
All right. There he is. And there's Ike Reese's U.S. Open update. You'll have another one in an hour.
Yes.
The Twitter question, I don't even have it ready, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
Break out of it.
For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers. Question today, who was the face of the 2024-25 Eagles? Because Jack is scared of putting the real question up there. Saquon Barkley or Jalen Hurts? 76.3% say Saquon Barkley.
Good to see some sanity.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hi, Spike. Hey, Ike. Jack.
What's up, Tasty Kate?
How you guys doing, all right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Been a very interesting day at WIP. I don't normally do this, but I listened to a little bit of the midday show, and OG Wade called in, and he had a pretty intense debate with Joe Giglio about Jalen. And Spike, the conclusion I've come to terms with is that me, you, and Jack and Ike could be sitting right next to each other in the stadium, and the Jalen guys are going to see one game, and the other guys are going to see another
game,
and we're watching the same game. The real game. But, you know, I thought Rios did some of the same points I wanted to bring up. You know, your criticisms, while they're valid, the importance of Jalen Hurts is his aura, his in-game presence.
Oh, my God.
Let's look at facts, Spike. Let's look at facts.
Okay.
2 years ago, they beat the Buffalo Bills, right?
Yes.
Very tough game.
Yes.
2-point win.
Yep.
But there's no question that the fact of the game was that fourth quarter drive, when Jalen pumped it in, you actually saw Josh Allen melt. He melted in the presence of Jalen Hurts. That's what happened.
Well, what happened the weeks after that when they lost 6-7?
Yeah, was he melting?
Did Brock Purdy melt in the face of Jalen Hurts?
What happened is the other quarterbacks didn't choke like Josh Allen. Same defense. You're making my point for me, Jack. How come when Josh Allen got that ball back?
I'm not talking about Josh Allen. You know what? I'm not talking about the name Josh Allen is banned. The name Josh Allen is banned. The name Josh Allen is banned from this show when discussing Jalen Hurts. I never brought up Josh Allen.
You brought it up 10 times today.
No, I didn't. I don't bring it up. I bring it up in response.
Am I listening to the same show? How many times has Josh Allen been brought up?
I don't bring up Josh Allen. I don't. Everyone else brings up Josh Allen. Everyone else does. The only point, Tasty Cake, the only point is that Jack brought up is that he thinks because the Eagles won the Super Bowl that Jalen's 2024 has been overrated historically, that we do not remember the season correctly. I agree with him. I don't need to bring up Josh Allen to look at Jalen's performance of last year and say that his performance, by and large, during the regular season was at best uneven and probably more accurately unimpressive. So if we are going to talk about him and assign all these wins to him, I think that is overstating his impact. Now, I don't think he doesn't have impact. I think some of the things you say are valid. I think he does not wilt under pressure, aside from pressure from the defensive line, but like overall pressure, I don't think he's bothered by it. I don't think he's bothered by public pressure. None of those things. I think he is stoic. I think he is a hard worker. I do think he is when he is at his best, he is turnover averse, which makes him a good quarterback. However, I do think it is fair to say that because they won the Super Bowl and because he was the Super Bowl MVP, that the other things he did are shadowed by that, maybe in a way that makes those things look better than they actually were. And I don't need to bring up Josh Allen to say that. And if you want to talk about Josh Allen visibly melting 3 years ago, have at it.
Well, he also didn't really melt. Well, I went back because I needed to make sure I was right or wrong. Hold on. Easy, Dom, easy. Gabe Davis ran the wrong route in the 31-31 game. Josh Allen put it on a dime, and Gabe Davis went the other way. Like, that's not melting. That was a 34-31 win. It's not like
it was overtime. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it, 36-34?
It was 34-31. Wait.
No, we won 30, by scoring a touchdown.
Yeah. Albatross is the 2-1.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like everybody says, you guys always bring up Josh Allen. You guys always bring up Josh Allen. I don't. Mm-hmm. Do I think he's better? I do. But like, that is a matter of opinion. I don't think again, I don't need to bring up Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes or Baker Mayfield or Matt Stafford or any of the quarterbacks that I think are better to talk about Jalen Hurts' year last year. And I do think it is a little bit intellectually dishonest to go back and point to the wins from last year and credit him with those wins and just ignore all of the other high-level performances that happened around him and not credit those people with the wins.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, but they do that with everybody. The quarterback takes credit for the wins and gets killed for the losses.
Yep.
But do you kill him for the loss to the Super Bowl against the Chiefs?
What's that?
Do you kill him for the loss in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs? Do you kill him for the loss to Tampa in the playoffs twice? I don't hear anybody bringing that up. I don't hear any. All I hear when they lost to the Bucks last year in the playoffs was, well, he didn't have his guys. That's all I hear. I don't hear anybody killing Jalen for that. And by the way, it's a fair defense saying he doesn't have his guys. But again, if we're going to play this game where it doesn't matter how he plays as long as they win, well, then when they lose to the Tampa Bay Bucks, I don't want to hear that AJ didn't play. I want to know what Jalen did. If you are going to make that, and again, I don't think that's a fair argument overall, but if you're going to frame it that way, that's what I'll say. And I don't think there's an answer for that.
Well, the answer, Spike, so when the Eagles lost 4 consecutive NFC championship games, the guy that got killed on WIP was Donovan.
And
did
Andy.
He lose all 4 of them games?
And Andy.
Yeah, but no other player.
Yeah,
no,
yes. I agree with you. But I'm not talking about Donovan. Again, you're bringing up other quarterbacks. I'm bringing up Jalen.
You said,
is it Jalen's fault that they got killed by the Bucks?
Yeah, you could say that. You could say. It could be his fault that they lost, and it doesn't change the other things that he's done that's been well.
Well, for sure. But what I'm not doing is these other games where he didn't do, I'm not going to say he didn't do anything, but he wasn't the driving force behind their wins.
Sure.
Behind those wins. I'm not giving him credit for those. He was the quarterback, so they're on his record. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the call, Tasty Cake. He was a quarterback, so they're on his record, but I just think we go a little far with that.
So here's what I see with, because I agree with you. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just in one second.
Yep.
All right. And at some point, we're going to graduate from this debate. It's not going to be anytime soon.
Nah, it won't be anytime soon.
Maybe even not after next year.
You need to graduate to a brand new Hyundai. Come on, everybody's graduating. Go to Colonial Hyundai and do it. They're going to graduate you quick. It's not going to take 4 years. Sometimes you go to a place, buy a new car, it takes forever. Not a Colonial. They want you in and out in no time. Right now, for a limited time, as you graduate to a brand new Hyundai, they're going to give you up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. The cars are, John Ashdale, that means, is going to give you up to $10,000 off a brand new Hyundai. And if your trade stinks, I mean, if it's a piece of junk, John Ashdale, the cars are, again, giving you $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Every brand new Hyundai from Colonial, you're going to get 3 years of complimentary maintenance. You're going to get America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Do it now. ColonialHyundai.com, 24/7. Finish at the top of your class with a brand new Hyundai from Colonial. In-stock vehicle supply, tax and tags additional. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I was going to say, when discussing Jalen, I don't think it's as simple as black and white, meaning that it's this or it's that.
I agree
with
you.
There's a lot of gray area with Jalen Hurts at the quarterback position, right?
I agree.
There is some, well, he has great talent around him. They ran the ball last year. Like, those things are true. Like, I think you guys have every right to be frustrated. Because you've seen me get frustrated with Elliott, and I'm pro Jalen.
He pushes you to the other side.
When Elliott does the whole how great he was last year in the passing game and how great it was, I don't want to hear that nonsense. Like, that I don't want to hear. And I can give Jalen credit for his part in the team's success, even if he wasn't the driving force. Because, and I think it's being fair. I can be fair to him by saying, listen, yeah, of course he played a part, a major part in their success last year. He's the quarterback, of course he does. But he wasn't the driving force behind them winning last year. I think all of us as Eagles fans, I don't know why we can't be realistic and honest and just say that.
It was the running game and the defense.
Running game and the defense, yes. Like, I don't know. And you can say that and then give him credit for how he played in the postseason, primarily in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
And I'll also give him credit.
I don't think that's being unfair to him.
By the way, because it's what happened.
Yes, it's what happened.
And by the way, I will also give him
credit. He didn't play poorly after the bye week.
No.
I don't remember another game. Now, he maybe wasn't lighting the world up, but he had the Bengals game where he threw the ball well. He had to make some throws.
He had some games
where he threw the ball well during the regular season. And it was still a team that was led by the running game. It just was. It was a team that was led by the running game.
And by the way,
the defense.
I will also give him credit. When they made that change, he did it.
Yeah. Some quarterbacks are reluctant to do it.
He could have said, I'm calling my own number. I'm calling my own number. But he didn't because he cared about winning. And he realized that that was the other thing, and he took direction from his coaches, which, by the way, not every quarterback does.
Yeah.
You go through the history here, or go through the history in other cities, and you start hearing leaks about this guy doesn't want to do this, and this guy does. He didn't do any of those things. Yeah. I have come further than I thought I would come on those sorts of things. But I do think, to the original point, there is like an overboardness to it just won. And it's like, well, okay.
Right.
I guess.
Right.
But,
And that's really oversimplifying the team. And so I get where the frustration can come in at. So here's where I want you guys to sort of understand where Eagles fans will get frustrated with you all.
Yeah. Yes, sure.
First of all, to force them to have to defend the starting quarterback here is frustrating.
Got it.
That's frustrating.
Yep.
Right? So understand where Eagles fans are coming from.
I totally get it.
They're basically saying, what you're really getting from Eagles fans is, we know all of this. Why can't you just appreciate the other stuff?
I'm trying. Trying to appreciate the other stuff. I really am.
That's like, now believe me, you got some Eagle fans that are, they just go over the top with everything.
Sure.
That he could do no wrong. But we know, I think the majority of Eagle fans will be, they are content with how the team won. They're content with him as the quarterback because the team isn't dependent on him to have to carry the team.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, we were a team. Like, when Wentz was here, Wentz didn't have a lot of talent around him. So he had to shoulder more of the load of the team.
And by the way, if they can continue winning like this, have at it. I would love them to continue winning like this. I just don't want to be told that I'm seeing something different than I'm actually seeing.
I understand what you're saying.
And I would agree that I was, at least me, I'll speak for me, not speak for Jack. I was, I wouldn't give any credit to the unflappable. I was like, get it out of here, get it out of here. I have come much further on those things.
Yeah.
I concede all of those facts. And I have no choice but to concede that I do not think they could win a Super Bowl with him as the quarterback. I was wrong. They could certainly win the Super Bowl with him as a it's there.
They proved that.
It's there. It's just like we are in bizarre. And what happens is it is a vicious cycle of the Jalen fans will excitedly overstate the case. Mm-hmm. People on the other side will get annoyed and push back. It turns into supporter versus hater land.
Yeah.
You know, and I get pushed into hater land. I'm comfortable.
I will say this
land.
Now, Troy Aikman, for what he would do in the regular season, a lot of it was leaning on Emmitt or what have you. Aikman stepped up in the postseason and threw the ball. Like, he had to make plays in the postseason. He had to make throws. I remember the Green Bay NFC Championship game, San Francisco, and the shootout that he lost out there. Like, there were games where it wasn't just Emmitt running the football.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he won. He won one Super Bowl MVP because they gave Larry Brown, that Neil McDonald gave Larry Brown the other one. So Emmitt won one Super Bowl MVP.
Aikman won one.
And then the other one was Larry Brown.
Larry Brown, defensive back MVP. Unbelievable.
Not the former Sixers coach?
No.
No.
Different Larry Brown. Jack, everyone is eagerly awaiting your top five at five today, wondering what the topic could be.
Who do we overrate? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Who's overrated at WIP?
Yeah. No, well, speaking of WIP, things at WIP that we and our listeners need to get over. Yeah.
We need to
get over.
Yeah.
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 I wonder what could this be?
Yeah. I'm trying to think what the, because there's always.
There's a number one. Just letting you know what, number one, it's a big.
We're not getting over it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a big, I guess, revelation for me.
Okay.
It's something that I have been on for a while that I'm ready to get. We got to get over it.
Okay. All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.